AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. As in other cities, there was a crowd out in Memphis Friday night after the release of the police beating videos of Tyre Nichols, and reporter Chris Fox was on hand.
Chanting, "They're taking our lives, we're taking their money." They'd moved on to Interstate 55 in Memphis to stop commerce, to hurt the city, and they did it for a few hours. Their anger, the result of the Tyre Nichols arrest video. John Merrick says it motivated him to come out.
It's unfortunately spun out of control and been out of control for a long time, and people like me have actually been trying to fight for the policy changes that would hopefully prevent things like this.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Memphis.
As for what the just-released videos show...
They need to see it. Everyone needs to see what the Memphis Police Department did to my son.
His mother, Rovon Wells, says she couldn't bear to watch the video. She said every night her son drove home for his meal break from his job at FedEx, where he worked for the past 9 months. The 29-year-old had been living with his parents since the pandemic, her name tattooed on his left shoulder.
We just had a special bond. He was the baby.
The five former Memphis police officers charged are all out of jail on bond. They're facing charges including second-degree murder, aggravated assault, and aggravated kidnapping.
Correspondent Elise Preston also in Memphis. In San Francisco, another high-profile video released, that of the hammer attack on Paul Pelosi, the husband of the then Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
David DePatt pleaded not guilty to multiple charges, including attempted murder. He's being held in custody right now without bail. His defense attorney called it a terrible mistake to release this video. He's concerned that it could impact DePapp's ability to get a fair trial.
That is correspondent Carter Evans. Now to Jerusalem, where seven people were shot to death by a gunman near a synagogue Friday night. The gunman was killed by police, the attack coming a day after Israeli troops killed nine Palestinians during a raid at a refugee camp in the West Bank. CBS's Robert Berger.
A Palestinian who is identified with Hamas went into a synagogue and just went on a shooting rampage. At least seven people killed, others seriously wounded, and then he tried to escape in his car and ran into police, who then shot and killed him.
Even as he's being investigated on multiple fronts, former President Donald Trump is set to kick off his 2024 White House bid with visits to a pair of early voting states. They are New Hampshire and South Carolina. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Tara, quote, "My doctor wanted me to do saline rinses for my allergies, but I've never been able to successfully use a neti pot. Navage uses suction power, so it's foolproof. There are nights when I'll have particularly bothersome allergies. I'll bust it out, and the results are immediate. It's such a relief. It's become a lifesaver." Unquote. She's one of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 7 above overnight under mainly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for snow, high temperatures reach up to 15. Overcast skies, tomorrow night, chance for snow, lows around 6 above. About an inch of snow tomorrow through Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 12.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Take It on the Road to Green Bay edition. Here I am with my college roommate, and I'd put you in the top three of my bestest friends.
Right back at you, Crudy.
Dominic Salvia, Crudy, on the road at the beautiful WGBW Studios. Just gave you the nickel tour. What do you think, man?
That's a nice spot, man. Look forward to breaking it in. It looks a little crisp right now. It needs to...
A little too clean.
Yeah. It needs to be Brady Streetized.
Partied in. I have no doubt.
But it's a great canvas.
You are the man for the job to make it smell like a party happened up in here. Thank goodness.
Love that smell of freedom, baby.
Should have heard it, and smelled it up in the studio last night about 8, 9 o'clock. Anyways, let's get to them, Dom. The phones are there for your grievances at 844-967-2789. I suspect we will talk more about the biggest, most unusual race in the 2023 in the entire country, according to the New York Times. The Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Yeah.
And it centers on abortion and democracy. And I don't mean the party.
And I don't think that...
I mean the concept.
Of the four candidates, two, call them libs, two call them conservatives. Those conservatives that are running, the ones that were trained at Regent, formerly the Christian Broadcasting Network School of Law, I'm not clear that they are with the majority of Wisconsinites on the issue of abortion, nor do I believe they have the same concept of democracy as the majority of the people of Wisconsin. So if there's turnout, if people actually are aware and come up, I don't think it bodes well for those conservatives.
Certainly, I think the Dobbs decision, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and specifically here in the state of Wisconsin where we live, that means abortion is illegal. We revert back to the 1849... I mean, the state of Wisconsin only became a state in 1848. This is, pre-Civil War abortion policy governing the state of Wisconsin.
And what did the senator from the great state of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, what did he say when this was coming out?
Well, he said it could get messy.
And if you don't like it, you can move.
Or drive to Illinois or whatever. Well, of course, people of resources, your family has 3 private jets, Rojo.
Yeah, they could go anywhere for their abortion.
If your daughter wants to go, she'll find a blue state.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
844-967-2789. The other, well, the celebrity judge, and when I say celebrity judge, she's celebrity in virtue of the fact that she presided over the tragic Waukesha parade carnage trial. Happened very recently. A lot of years piled up on the defendant. And this national celebrity cast upon Jennifer Doyle from Waukesha, not very well educated in the whole legal scheme of things. You know, when Regent Law School is your alma mater.
It's the alma mater for both her and...
Not Gableman.
I almost said Gableman.
I saw your brain stuck.
Dan Kelly. They both went to this school, man. I mean, are you kidding me? Or Oral Roberts? Is that who this was? Roberts?
No. Pat Roberts.
I mean, whatever.
When he enrolled,
pick your huckster priest, preacher who's pocketing millions of dollars off of the hustle, and they open the school. It doesn't matter what it meant. That's who they are. They started out every day, 15 minutes a day when they were in school at the Christian Broadcasting Network Law School. They started 15 minutes a day with prayer. Now, I know, and I'm not a faithful person, as you know. I'm the atheist on the panel, but I don't disparage too much unless it's deserving. But I know lots of faithful people. No one starts anything in their day that I know of, even the religious ones I know, with 15 minutes of prayer before the class. Now, the liberal candidates, Everett Mitchell, I believe, went to what, Madison?
Yes. They
both, and then Proto Sandwich was what, Marquette, perhaps?
Marquette University Law School, my understanding. The more traditional route, at least if you're from Wisconsin, to the Supreme Court here. Pat Robertson is the dean of Regent University. Pat Robertson, you know him from the 700 Club TV. And so anyways, this Regent University grad, Doro, at least when Doro enrolled, it was called Regent University.
It doesn't make it change the name, man. If Trump University changed its name, it's still Trump University, man.
Don Junior, you.
That's the two-year college.
You know, you are distracting me something mightily, because I'm trying to get to the point.
All right, get to your point.
That Supreme Court candidate, Regent University grad, I think she graduated, Jennifer Doyle, the celebrity judge. A, she had a really bad headline earlier this week, Daniel Bice, and he's kind of the political hitman here in the state of Wisconsin. And the allegations were against her son. And
her adult son.
Her adult son, 19, accused him of being a drug dealer who sold a Percocet, or at least the kid thought it was a Percocet, and it turned out it was fentanyl-laced, and the kid went back to college, a UW-Milwaukee student, and died. And 15 months later, the investigation ongoing, no criminal charges leveled. The victim, Caleb Reddington's family, says effectively the son of this judge, Doro, Michael Doro, the son, has clammed up. He's lawyered up, and he doesn't even make clear representation of whether or not he says he did this. So, that was kind of a bad headline. Then we see a different headline. We see that, you know, she's sort of an entrepreneurial
Yes, you can appreciate the spirit, man. It takes a lot to go do that.
She is supported by the conservatives, by the Republicans. And I hate to lift up both of their candidates in the very same week, Dom, but this Jennifer Doyle character has a brilliant idea.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have 42 of the 50 drunkest counties in America. So we like to party. We do.
It is nationally known. To rock the microphone, that's how we do it in Wisconsin.
And that's just our reputation. But as a state, this is a state known for its good times on a Friday night. Later, we're in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We're on the main drag right down in the downtown area. Fox River in the back, party in the front. I'm telling you, man, it is Friday night in Wisconsin. That's what people do. They party. And if you're Jennifer Doyle and you're a little entrepreneur, you think, well, what if they combine two things? What if they combine shooting with their drunking? What a swell idea that would be.
And not shooting, you know, shots, shooting guns. Guns and drinking and weddings, if you're so inclined. Yes, this is her. This
also
is
a wedding venue.
Yes, proposed this is a new idea. Yes,
shooting, weddings, and drinking.
I mean, it could be called Wisconsin. I call it Wiscos. I mean, it's pretty dialed in. I just don't know that all those things together at the same time, you know, it's like Wapatuli. You know, it's like going to the soda machine and then loading up with every single soda. It seems like a good idea, but it's terrible.
A 357 and Everclear on the side.
Right.
844-967-2789. Since it's Friday and, you know, we air the grievances, have a little fun. And this race, so very important to the outcome of just a fair democracy here in the state of Wisconsin.
Right. We're not asking for much, man, really.
We just want maps, redistricted maps that actually would allow the will of the people to be done. Instead of allowing the Republican supermajority that they baked into the cake over a decade ago, and which will be baked into the cake for another decade, despite the fact they cannot win a plurality in a statewide election, excepting Rojo, the incumbent, three times over.
The political gerrymander here in the state of Wisconsin is nothing like that's been ever been done before in history, ever.
No. They did it
ever.
Best.
Yes, they did it to best. We are advantage. Known for that. And so, getting a non-conservative on the court, flipping the court in Wisconsin, and a redistricting case comes back in front of that now not-conservative Supreme Court, well, that bodes well for at least an even playing field, man. You know, I'm not even saying I want, you know, Medicare for all. You know, we're not even getting crazy like that. I'm just asking for, hey, how about the, you know, the will of the people? If you win, you win. That's great. But when you bake it in the cake, when you crack and stack, you know the terms. You can look at the cases. When you do that, when you mess with the machinations, when you mess with the actual voting systems to do that, well, that's not very loving of democracy, in my humble opinion. But they do it because, you know what? A lot of people don't get it. As soon as you talk about these things, it just glazes over their eyes, man.
I'm sorry, it's a little glazed over there. You know, here's what I would say, Dom. In lieu of all the headlines of the week, one of our fair audience members, one of our favorite, brought me rum at the studio, and he knows I like to party. Jeff from Mount Horeb originally. I bet he's still out there. You know who you are, Jeff. Well, Jeff sent a clever name, I think, in light of all the stories about the Doro family this week, and the fact that this couple, this entrepreneurial Supreme Court candidate, wannabe, you know, mixing the drinking with the shooting, and, you know, bring in the earlier story involving the son, Jeff suggests we call it Perks.
Oh, no. Terrible. No.
Perks with a K, though.
Oh, okay, so it's better.
That it's all good. I thought, Jeff, it was quite clever.
844-967-2789. We're having some fun. You got a name? We'll throw it out there. Our pal, Jerry, he suggests one. Now, Darwin was a favorite, a fan favorite.
Darwin's?
Yeah, Darwin's. But Jerry suggests perhaps the Last Shot Saloon. Again, it goes along with everything.
The Last Shot Saloon. Ooh,
right.
Like
it's a wedding venue. It's a gun range. It's a bar. It's everything rolled into one, everything you could possibly imagine.
Wait. What about something like the Flat Earther Society pub and shooting range and wedding venue? Damn, it doesn't roll off the tongue. Make a long URL.
And taxidermy.
.us? Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates live on the road in Green Bay. You can be a part. Have a little fun. Tell us what you would call it or air your grievance. 844-967-2789.
What's a nice day to start again?
Yeah, that's a joke, son. Don't you get it?
It's a funny name.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks? Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 a.m. this morning and continues until 3 a.m. early tomorrow morning. 15 overnight, under cloudy skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 22. Snow likely tomorrow night, 15, cloudy. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 14 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. You could be part of the political party at 844-967-2789.
Let's go to the phones,
let's
man.
Do
I can't
it.
Do all the heavy lifting.
Let's do it. Rico, Rock County. Welcome. Happy Friday, Rico. What do you got for us?
Hey, happy Friday, guys. Hey. I got the name and the music. I got to give a shout out to Pat Travers for this one, though. It's called Houghton Whiskey and Drinking ARs.
Hey, say that again. You kind of, I didn't quite get it all.
Okay. It's a Pat Travers song, and it'd be Houghton Whiskey and Drinking ARs.
And Drinking ARs?
AR-15s. Yeah. Because have you ever heard Pat Travers snorting whiskey and drinking cocaine?
No, kind of not my style, man. But go ahead, tell me about it.
Well, that's Pat Travers' song. My first attempt at that would have been worse because it was going to be shooting whiskey and drinking Percocets. But I thought, well, I better not be that nasty.
Well, thank goodness you deferred on that one, Rico.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
You know, my eldest son going to his first official concert tonight. Anthrax.
Really? Nice. I just saw him at Summerfest last summer. I love Anthrax.
When I'm playing like AC/DC in the car, he turns it down. How's he going to handle Anthrax?
Oh, Anthrax, man. He's just mosh pit it, man. Jump around. That's going to be all
I
good.
I think he borrowed some headphones. But Anthrax playing at the Sylvie in Madison tonight. Good tickets still available. $61 general admission. Doors, they're open now.
Great band. Go see them. Anthrax. 844-967-2789. Maybe if we're really lucky, we can get Evan to play us a little Anthrax on the way out. CJ, the bad CJ. Welcome, CJ. Happy Friday. What do you got for us today?
Your mama even knows you're the bad CJ, CJ.
The first T-shirt winner. I'm the inaugural. What did you... I have a contest. I won
2022 D-Bag of the Year.
Yeah, man, you won 2022 D-Bag of the Year. Congratulations again, man. It's a vaunted award.
You are our stuttering John.
I am wearing it proudly. The name I would come up with, it kind of goes along with one and done, but one and gun. But my grievance today is, you know, January 6th, all of a sudden you Democrats care about violence. Martha's Vineyard, almost now you care about illegal immigration. But now the Democrats have a child that's a drug addict in high places, maybe you'll care about Hunter. Maybe you'll care now about Hunter.
Hunter's in his 40s, dude. And he hasn't been accused of killing anyone. This is more analogous to like Cassie Nygren, dude.
Cassie Nygren
also had a Lenny bias.
True, Crudy.
What?
They finally admitted the story is true. You know,
which one?
You talked down the whole thing.
What story? But you got to be, CJ, please be articulate. What story is true?
They're actually going to investigate it now.
Who? So what? Investigate
maybe,
what?
Maybe Pencil Neck. Maybe Pencil Neck and that $25 million waste of time.
Do you have anything specific? Can you give us any details?
We don't speak Fox News code.
You're right, man. Specifically, who's going to investigate what?
The Republicans are going to, and it's not about Hunter. It's about that the big guy's been bought and paid for by, he's corrupt and he's taken money from communist China. His business dealings, remember, he's never talked to Hunter about them, but it's going to be investigated and the truth cometh. That's
okay,
something,
man.
I know you're an atheist, Dom, but the truth is cometh. With the Republicans.
I'm all about the truth, CJ. I look forward to the truth cometh. Let me ask you this, CJ. I know you're very concerned about the current CJ, if I may. Let me ask you. You're very concerned about the current president's son and his lack of judgment, let's call it. And whatever money he may have made on this board of Burisma and all those kinds of things, it pales. It pales, CJ, in comparison to the president's son-in-law who took what, $2 billion from the Saudi fund. Now, do you to what to invest? I mean, this is not Jared's wheelhouse.
Tom.
Oh yeah, tell me the difference. Why is that any better or worse than the Hunter Biden case?
I wanted accountability on both families. You don't. I wanted investigated about Jared.
What,
I wanted
what
investigated
do, we don't give
about,
a damn about Hunter
don't.
Biden. We don't
That's
care if Hunter Biden is
yes.
guilty of crimes, dude. Hunter Biden can sit his ass in jail.
Guy.
I don't care.
Yes, I don't know what you're talking about. We've said this, and I'll say it again. Listen, to be very specific, CJ, and I know it's hard for you sometimes to understand
Tom?
It, is that if there is any sort of wrongdoing on
who's
a Democratic side, on a Biden side, if Joe Biden is getting cash payments like the FBI do, McGonagall, you know, and I'm fine. Yes, investigate, prosecute, abso-frickin-lutely. I don't know what you're saying that we want this or don't want that. But if there's got to be evidence of a crime, man. You know, making money off your family's name isn't a crime. If that would be the case, the Trump kids would have been in jail a long time ago. So when there's evidence, sure, I get it. I have no problem with that. I mean, I've been very consistent. I cannot be more consistent. Unlike you, CJ. Unlike you, my friend. You're the one that gives these guys a pass. You want them investigated, but then you go and vote for him and you support a guy like Donald Trump? You sit here and say it took January 6th for us to be concerned about crime? Of course that's not the case, man. And let me ask you, CJ, since you're so concerned about the crime, why did it take Donald Trump 3 hours to, what was he doing for 3 hours while the MAGAs were beating the cops' ass in D.C.? Do you have a problem with that? And what do you think Trump was doing?
Remember when he told them to go peacefully? Play that part of the tape, Don.
Okay, but you haven't answered my question. What do you think? Why did it take, where was the cavalry, CJ? Where was the cavalry, CJ? Where was the cavalry?
Where's that part where you said go?
Where was the cavalry, CJ? He was the commander-in-chief. Where were they? They let him run rampant. These cops took a beating for 3 hours. I mean, if you were a law and order guy, wouldn't you want your president to stand up? Would you want anybody to stand up and say, no, this is not allowed. This is not okay. But he wanted that, CJ. Do you think Donald Trump wanted them there doing that action? Is that what you think?
See, I moved on.
Yeah. We're moving on.
Yes, we are moving on.
It is. Oh man, why did you give him all that time? You wrecked my mood on Friday afternoon. I was feeling all good, and then you let him in, and the first like 30 seconds, 45 seconds, he's palatable, but then he.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more, so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 7 above overnight under mainly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for snow, high temperatures reach up to 15. Overcast skies, tomorrow night, chance for snow, lows around 6 above. About an inch of snow tomorrow through Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 12.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Me and my college roommate Dominic partying in Titletown tonight. We are in the brand new WGBW studios, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. Tell a friend. You can hear us all across the Fox Valleys now. Between this and WISS out of Oshkosh, dude, we're going to kill it up.
Oh, yeah. They have no idea what's coming.
Well, we're here. It's not coming anymore. It's here. We're here, and you could be a part. You know, we have fun on Fridays. We air the grievances. We lighten it up. You know, because up until now, we've, you know, held the utmost decorum for the entirety of this week, Tom. But now we're going to let our hair down.
Let our hair down.
844-967-2789. Just please, please, don't be a CJ. Going to the phones or more help?
We got Bill from Muscaday on the line.
Oh, Bill. Welcome back, Bill. Happy New Year, man. It's been a while.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah. Happy New Year, you guys. I appreciate the camaraderie and the dialogue. And I just got it's unfortunate, terribly unfortunate what happened in Memphis, Tennessee. These five
very
officers,
it's going to be tough.
It's terrible. I mean, it's just terrible. This guy was handcuffed and he was beat to death by five officers, and they were all black officers.
Yeah.
And the guy that was young man that was arrested was beat to death, and he was black as well.
That's correct.
But the mainstream media will never, ever mention a hate crime. Now, my gripe is if those officers were white, it'd be all they talk about for 6 months.
Okay, Bill, but Bill, you've asked on this topic before. You've asked us to try and differentiate or define why some crime is not a hate crime and why some crime is. And I would say...
But to me, it pegs the white man, the only one that's capable of hate. Now, that irks me.
Is it the word hate that's bothering you, sir? Because really what it says is if a specific race or... Let's say it's a transgender person. If you target someone because they're Jewish, because they're black, because they're transgender, if you hate them because they are who they are, that's different than someone being violent, exceeding the limits of, there's no way to defend the action of these cops. But it wasn't a black or white issue. I think we can all agree.
How do you know? Was it a love crime?
Well, I mean, if that's the case, I guess, Bill, then what you would be suggesting is that any sort of murder would automatically be a hate crime. And that's not the case.
The white person...
Because you don't murder people that you love, right? So you could call it. But that's not the definition as Crudy defined it. If someone you go after someone they are of their race of their religion, that is specifically... That's why there's an enhancer. So you don't think there should be any enhancer. If you're targeted, Bill, because of your race or your religion, specifically for those reasons, you don't think that should be any worse than just being targeted randomly?
No, here you go. You're spinning.
Well, I'm asking. Articulate it for me, please, Bill.
Well, I'm trying to say that if the officers were Hispanic, or if they're of an Indian culture, or if they're anything but white, there's never, ever in the mainstream media a mention of hate. Why is it always targeted towards the white individual?
Well, I guess it depends on the crime, Bill. I mean, it's the kid in South Carolina, I think Dylan Roof his name, where he went into a black church, a white kid, and he shot nine black parishioners dead and did so specifically, I guess, because they were black. That would be, by definition, a hate crime. Arguing the semantics of a violent capital offense, Bill, I don't care if the guy gets 3 life sentences or with the hate crime enhancer he gets 4. But what I would say when hate crimes do, when the differentiation becomes important, is not when there's been a violent act and it's black on black or it's white on black or whatever. I can understand it's murder. Murder is murder. Who cares what the motive of murder is? But there are so many times where people, for racially motivated reasons, they threaten someone. They intimidate someone. Cast aspersions, they use insightful words against someone. If they're doing so in a racially volatile way, if you use the N-word against a black guy on the street and he punches you in the mouth, you have incited that. And in fact, if you go looking for a black guy and you beat the crap out of him, Bill, it could be fairly interpreted that you went looking for him because of the color of his skin. And if that's an express motive, if you're yelling, you black, N-word, 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 and punching them, beating them, well, then you've expressed a specific hate because of that defined character. But at the end of the day, man, it's wrong. And I'm not going to defend any aspect of what happened. The only good news, here's what I would say, out of this Memphis thing. These five cops have already been fired, and these five cops have been charged.
Second-degree murder.
So when you, as a police officer, far exceed, when you murder someone, something that we as people out there on the street, if I murder you tonight, I would go to jail, hopefully for the rest of my life. Although I'd sneak out, but you know how it goes. But I'm saying that there is a difference if the motivation behind the crime is I hate your race. I hate Muscadet, so I'm coming out to kill Muscadians. That's different than I killed someone because they're a criminal. Now, I don't know why these cops chose to treat this guy. We're going to see right about now. I don't know if it's dropped yet, but the...
I think 6 o'clock Central is supposed to drop.
Police body cam video. And I really didn't want to talk about this because there's no argument here. There's no defending this conduct from the police. I would hope everyone would agree these cops had far exceeded the boundaries of their job. They killed a guy. They turned him into a human pinata. They beat him to death. There's no defending that. What I was a little frustrated, I was listening to an inferior, supposedly nationally syndicated, righty-whitey talk radio product earlier this evening. And midday, more accurately. And one of the hosts, you know, you see him on the Fox News Sunday or whatever, Clay. Well, my wife is at the Vanderbilt Law School studying right now, and I told her to go home because it's going to get violent. Or it could. And I don't want her or the kids on the street tonight. And I hope there is not violence, not in Memphis, not in New York, not in Milwaukee, Chicago, Banneson, anywhere else. But I would say the fact that there has been a charging decision, a dismissal of these cops in Memphis, I would hope, and the fact that, of course, the victim's mom...
The parents or the family, yeah.
...have asked for peace.
Yeah.
And that seems genuine. That's not like when Donald Trump says, go march on the Capitol, be courageous, rattle cages, fight like hell, and go peacefully. It's a different sort of ask, if you know what I'm saying. 844-967-2789.
Let me just pipe in here just for a second, too. The
if you must.
I must. You know, it's the when you're a police officer, you have that protection of the state to, you know, discharge a weapon or to engage in violence. You have a greater responsibility, obviously. While it's great to see a reaction this fast, I'd like to see this be the standard going forward with other crimes. And, you know, sometimes these things take a long time to flush out. But, you know, the policing thing, we need to address the policing thing. This is not, obviously, everybody in this situation was black. If everybody in the situation was white, we wouldn't hear Bill from Muscadet saying, well, how come there's not a hate crime? You know, that doesn't become...
You don't know what Bill's thinking.
I'm just saying that's probably not going to be the go-to, the argument, the discussion. My major concern, I think, what the focus should be on is the police tactics and what kind of institutional issues we have going on in policing in general. What was it about, you know, these officers that thought that they could have the right to engage like this? I mean, that's a mentality that goes beyond the race. It seems to me more of an institutional, systemic type of issue between police agencies and civilians. You know what I mean? Because if you're getting beaten by a cop, you know, and you try to defend yourself, well, how do you do that, right? Are they have the right?
You're resisting.
Yeah, bang bang. Now you know what I'm saying. So there is got to be some changes, let's just call it that way, and I'm not looking forward, and hopefully it will be peaceful, but I do get the concern. You know, people, if you're going to see something that's going to be pretty terrible, and the reaction is going to be what the reaction is, I would just, like everybody else, hope that it's peaceful protests, and probably going to be protests. There's got to be protests. If something like this, that cannot possibly stand again and again and again. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I turn to CNN, the Memphis, city of Memphis, to release the Tyre Nichols arrest video. That's what we've been talking about, the body cam video, the police officers. President Joe Biden has waded in. Biden says Trey Nichols' mother made a very strong plea for peace in wake of the video's release. Joe Biden spoke to reporters as he left the White House tonight, relaying more about his discussion with Tyre Nichols' parents. She's obviously in enormous pain, Biden told reporters on the South Lawn. I told her I have some idea of what that loss was like, the president added. Obviously, he lost his elder son, Beau. Biden said he told Roe v. Wells he would continue to urge Congress to pass legislation on policing in the wake of her son's deadly beating by officers in Memphis. I expressed my condolences and told her I was going to be making the case to the Congress to pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. We should get this under control. I can only do so much with an executive order at the federal level, Biden said. That's about all I got here, Dom. The family attorney, Ben Crump, says officers' actions were so unnecessary and so uncalled for. A little bit more. You were hoping and praying as you watched this video that just one officer would say, hey, everybody, this kid isn't a criminal. He's calm. Let us be calm. Let us just de-escalate. Let's just everybody calm down. But that never happened the entire video. He said the cops brutalized Nichols and that in the video, nobody is trying to render aid to help this young man who's clearly in distress. On Thursday, a grand jury returned indictments against each of the five ex-cops. Crump said Friday that the charges were brought within 20 days because the video clearly showed that these five black police officers committed a crime. This is a blueprint going forward for America, whether the officers are black or white, that they can't tell us it's going to take 6 months to a year to investigate before they can take action, he said.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with that statement, certainly, if the sentiment thereof doesn't bring the young man back. He's still dead. 844-967-2789.
D, we'll get you in this segment. Welcome, D. What do you got for us?
All right. So I jumped into the car right at the end of the whole CJ deal. So I missed it. Did you guys bring up the Durham report for CJ?
No, we haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, because I remember back around the election, you know, CJ sitting in his room in his mom's basement with, you know, a box of Kleenex and some hand lotion, really pleasuring himself to the Durham report. And now it comes out that Durham was criminally investigating Trump.
Based on tips from the Italian government for financial crimes? Yeah, that's some new news, isn't it?
Yeah, how come CJ's not calling us up apologizing for all
the problem, D, is I don't think CJ actually knows how to read.
I'm sure he does. He left that missive on the glass that one time. I mean, it was a little random, but, you know, at least it was English. More than I can say for you. I read a couple of your term papers in college.
Yeah, I have terrible handwriting. We are the Devil's Advocates. Coming back, last segment of the day. Join us, 844-967-2789.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with the Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
be about that action.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 a.m. this morning and continues until 3 a.m. early tomorrow morning. 14 overnight under cloudy skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 22. Snow likely tomorrow night, 15, overcast. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 14 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. Happy Friday to us all. Join us for your grievances, 844-967-2789.
Real quick, Dominic, Civic Media made an offer to small business owners here in the state of Wisconsin. And first and foremost, we'd like to thank the hundreds of small business owners that signed up for free advertising from Civic Media, $1 million worth. And we have selected the winners, and we are now notifying the winners via email that their advertising is waiting to be utilized. And what kind of return on investment do you get when the advertising's free? It's going to be great. So anyways, the winners, if you applied, check your email box. It should be hitting your email box anytime now. We are notifying the winners. Thank you all for participating, especially the team here at Civic Media. And thank you for all the listeners. Don't forget, your role is to support the sponsors. When you hear the ads, please tell them the Devil's Advocate sent you.
844-967-2789. Crudy, our last caller brought up the Durham report. You want to go there for just a minute? I mean, how do we not touch on the investigator of the investigators?
Well, we talked about the fact it was a big old nothing burger, right? They
yes.
promised us this deep state delivered, you know, justification, and it never came to fruition.
Wah, shocking.
And now the New York Times has done a deep dive. Don't have time for much of this, but a little bit, a couple of the finer points.
A couple of the bullet points, Crudy.
How Bill Barr's quest to find flaws in the Russia inquiry unraveled. The review by John Durham at one point veered into a criminal investigation related to Donald Trump himself.
What?
Even as it failed to find wrongdoing at the origins of the Russia inquiry.
CJ, you still listening, man?
He's listening. He's listening. Him and the clinics and the Vaseline. It became a regular litany of grievances from President Donald J. Trump and his supporters. The investigation into his 2016 campaign and their ties to Russia was a witch hunt. They maintained that it had been opened without any solid basis, went on too long, and found no proof of collusion. Now, of course, collusion, well, anyways. Acted on by Mr. Trump, Attorney General William Barr set out in 2019 to dig into their shared theory that the Russia investigation likely stemmed from a conspiracy by intelligence or law enforcement agencies. To lead the inquiry, Barr turned to a hard-nosed prosecutor named John Durham. It later granted him special counsel status to carry on after Mr. Trump left office. But after almost 4 years, far longer than the Russia investigation itself, Mr. Durham's work has come to an end without uncovering anything like the deep state plot alleged by Mr. Trump and suspected by Mr. Barr. Moreover, a months-long review by the New York Times found that the main thrust of the Durham inquiry was marked by some of the very same flaws, including a strained justification for opening it and its role in fueling partisan conspiracy theories that would never be charged in court. The Trump allies claim characterized the Russian investigation, made a lot of bold claims.
Yes, they did. Well, it's like them filing their all these bogus court claims. If they file it in court, oh, we got a federal court case against the deep state, against the stop the steal, against the fraud, against the da-da-da. Well, they can say it. But, of course, it takes time for all those things to either work their way through or get dismissed outright.
Well, apparently, the New York Times, through their interviews, Tom, found Barr and Durham never disclosed that their inquiry expanded in the fall of 2019 based on a tip from the Italian officials to include a criminal investigation into suspicious financial dealings related to Trump. The specifics of the tip and how they handled the investigation, remain unclear. But Durham brought no charges. Wonder why not?
Why? That's so strange. And was that in his scope of his responsibilities, number one? Why wasn't that turned over to another special prosecutor? But I digress. More from the Times. Durham used Russian intelligence memos suspected by other U.S. officials of containing disinformation to gain access to emails of an aide to George Soros, the financier and philanthropist who is a favorite target of the American right and Russian state media. Durham used grand jury powers to keep pursuing the emails even after a judge twice rejected his request for access to them. The emails yielded no evidence that Durham has cited in any case he pursued.
Just digging, just doing a little fishing, Dom. Here's another one. There was deeper internal fractures on the Durham team than previously known. The publicly unexplained resignation in 2020 of his number two and longtime aide, Nora Dennehy, I'm not sure that that's right, but close, Dennehy, was the culmination of a series of disputes between them over prosecutorial ethics, like Durham didn't demonstrate any. A year later, two more prosecutors strongly objected to plans to indict a lawyer with ties to Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign based on evidence they warned was too flimsy. And one left the team in protest of Mr. Durham's decision to proceed anyway. Oh, by the way, Dom, a jury swiftly acquitted the lawyer.
A joke, man. This is a joke. The Durham investigation was a farce. It was a joke. It was along the same lines of Donald Trump's and many of his attorneys' bogus court cases. I mean, throw it at the wall, give them something to talk about, wait for it to flush out. Oh, yeah, by the way, we found some, you're asking the Italians, or the Italians come to you with some dirt on Trump, and that just also just randomly disappears, isn't followed up on. Of course, many, many problems here. What's going on with the FBI, with law enforcement, man? I know the Republicans, they all think it's a deep state. They're all working for the Dems. I got to wonder, who are they working? Are they working for the Russians? I mean, McGonagall's out there. Wasn't he involved in the Clinton stuff back in the day?
I think he was involved in covering up the Trump collusion, as you might call it, if that were a legal term.
The collusion, the cooperation, the conspiracy that the Trump campaign engaged in? Yes.
Dominic, a year into Durham's inquiry, Mr. Barr declared that the attempt to get to the bottom of what happened in 16 cannot be, and it will not be, a tit-for-tat exercise. We're not going to lower the standards just to achieve a result. But Robert Luskin, a criminal defense lawyer and former Justice Department prosecutor who represented two witnesses Durham interviewed, said that he had a hard time squaring Durham's prior reputation as an independent-minded straight shooter. And by the way, I'm nominating that for the name of the
straight shooters.
Straight shooters. With the end-of-career conduct as Barr's special counsel. He changed. This stuff has had my head spinning, Luskin said. When did these guys drink the Kool-Aid, and who served it to them?
Oh, that's a great question. Lots of problems. Now, Curtis, do have an update from the million-dollar advertising giveaway. Here are the results as I see them. 164 businesses got $5,000 grants.
Nice.
13 businesses received $10,000 grants, and two businesses got $20,000 grants. Everyone else who applied and wasn't selected are getting an offer of 50% off their first radio advertising campaign.
Well, that's a hell of a deal as well. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates live from Green Bay. We'll do it again real soon, perhaps when it gets warmer out.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place.